It used to mean a great deal, didn't it? Mm. People took it very seriously. And they seem to have largely forgotten about it. But those that do observe Lent, I think, make an effort to come to the extra services, to practice some sort of self-denial, to try to help other people. And the school children this year have been very diligent bringing their pennies for the collection. And we keep telling them that all these little coins put together will make a big heap.
Yes.
That'll go to help people in need, children in Africa or in India.
And I see an advertisement on television currently running which points out that this is the girl. This is the girl who has collected the coins. And that's a nice thing. And I think it's particularly good that children are encouraged to observe Lent in this way. The Book of Common Prayer in the Church of Ireland exhorts us in the preface for the service to mark the first day of Lent. It exhorts us to a holy Lent. Mark, what do you think a holy Lent might mean for us in 2012?
I think it's a positive thing, not so much a matter of giving things up, but a matter of helping yourself. There's so much nowadays about self-help and self-help
yes.
groups. And things you can do that will improve mind and body. And without taking up yoga, I think fasting during the season of Lent, doing as Alcoholics Anonymous recommends, taking a fearless and searching moral inventory of yourself, all this kind of thing is still recommended for people. And I would say it used to be done during the season of Lent, and maybe we need to recover some of that discipline. We could learn something from the Muslims.
Yes, well now let's go back, we might touch on that later. Let's go back to pre-Lent, to the day we call Shrove Tuesday. And I know as soon as I mention that word that somebody will say pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you want to say to us about Shrove Tuesday and being shriven?
It used to mean shriven, didn't it?
Well, it
the
did.
People made their confession and received absolution.
Yes.
And having been shriven in that sense, then they were ready to start the discipline season of Lent with a clear conscience and a clean sheet. Unfortunately, now people want pancakes and right. Easter eggs with no Lent in between.
Yes. And syrup on the pancakes. And the Easter eggs filled with something even tastier, isn't that right?
Yes.
And very comfortable. Tell us something while we're thinking about the penitential side. The significance of the number 40, the figure 40, the 40 days of Lent. Is there anything you'd like to tell the listeners about the number 40?
I don't know why the number 40 is so significant in the Bible, but it comes up again and again. 40 days, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we read in the Gospel that Jesus fasted 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted, but resisted those temptations. So that's the pattern for Lent for us. That's the example we're exhorted to follow.
And the children of Israel failed during their 40 years. They did tempt God.
They did.
At Meribah, among other places. But yet they survived that temptation through the mercy of God. And maybe there's a lesson there for those of us who try to take on a holy Lent for 40 days and 40 nights.
And it isn't a very exact 40.
No.
And certain saints' days, like St. Patrick's Day, were always regarded as exempt from Lenten
right.
observance.
That's right.
And Sundays.
The Sundays, of course, too.
Sundays, of course, as well. So you have to try and count 40, and indeed, you might try and put a few more days.
That's right.
At the beginning of the season, just to make sure you've got the 40.
You got the 40.
So there was a tendency for Lent to be prolonged, and the Latin name for Lent was Quadragesima, so the Sunday before
yes.
became Quinquagesima, and the Sunday before that, the season of Lent got lengthened.
Yeah.
But now it has been simplified, just to stretch from Ash Wednesday to what they now call the Triduum, the three big days,
yes.
the end of Holy Week.
What about Ash Wednesday you've just mentioned? Obviously there's still some significance for the Church of Ireland in terms of observing Ash Wednesday. Tell us about the ashes. I'm sure many people will be intrigued about the word ash before Wednesday.
Certainly people used to have ashes sprinkled on their heads, or more recently sign of the cross made
yeah.
on their forehead, a very obvious mark. Church of Ireland people tend to be hesitant about that, remembering the words of scripture, wash your face. Don't let other people know that you're fasting. Your Father who sees in secret will reward you. But in our new book, which is what, 2004?
2004.
We have a special service for Ash Wednesday for the beginning of Lent. And we used it in my parish church, and it's a very good service. There's a lot in it.